1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Why the sudden urgency to get TikTok's owners to divest from China or be banned? ABC's Rachel Bade says it had to do with recent information revealed to lawmakers by national security experts.
The Energy and Commerce Committee got a briefing, a classified briefing from the administration about TikTok. And just hours after they came out of this, they voted 50-0 to advance this bill out of committee. That is something I have never seen in all of my years covering Congress.
A lot of lawmakers said they were angry that TikTok sent content creators to Capitol Hill trying to get them to change their minds. Closing arguments today in James Crumbley's Michigan involuntary manslaughter trial. He's accused of involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to stop the mass shooting that his son carried out at his high school, killing four classmates. A judge in Georgia is dismissing a handful of charges that President Trump was facing in the election interference case. Today, there's a Florida hearing on whether to dismiss the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. This is ABC News. Chocolate prices through the roof. Years of extreme weather in Africa's cocoa-producing countries have cut crops, driving up prices. They're now rising at about three times the rate of inflation. As we get closer to baseball's opening day, ABC's Alex Stone is taking a look at where fans will be paying the most this year for a trip to the ballpark.
A new rundown by ticket website GameTime finds the most expensive Major League Baseball team to watch is the LA Dodgers, with the average ticket price for a Dodgers home game being $112 per ticket. Compare that to the lowest being the Miami Marlins at just $29 a ticket. The Dodgers can charge more for several reasons. Everything is more expensive in LA, but also they have a history of championships. The Arizona Diamondbacks, Atlanta Braves, and Texas Rangers follow the Dodgers with the most expensive tickets. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And to those who celebrate, happy Pi Day, March 14th, the first of three numbers of Pi. It's also Albert Einstein's birthday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The White House is sending $36 million to Milwaukee to help reconnect a neighborhood that had been divided by a highway in the 1960s. President Joe Biden made the announcement at a stop in Milwaukee Wednesday. He says that the project will help disadvantaged communities living on Milwaukee's 6th Street.
These are life-changing improvements. They're also going to make it easier for historic black communities in the north and Latino communities in the south to access jobs, school, and entertainment.
Wisconsin is seen as a crucial state to win in this November's presidential election. Reports say former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Aaron Rodgers might run for vice president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. The New York Times reports Kennedy's shortlist for running mates include Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Bad news for the Brewers' bullpen. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have learned that they'll be without their closing pitcher, Devin Williams, for the start of the season. Following a series of tests in L.A., doctors found two stress fractures in Williams' spine. He's been dealing with back pain going back to last September. Estimates are he'll need at least 12 weeks to rest and recover before he can pitch again. The Brewers losing 15-4 to the White Sox. Manager Pat Murphy calling it a terrible performance. College hoops, the The Big Ten's men's tournament underway at the Target Center in Minneapolis. The Badgers playing Maryland this afternoon. After they beat Rutgers last night, Wisconsin is the 5 seed. The Badgers 3-8 in the last 6 weeks. Is that enough to get in the NCAA tournament? Greg Gard.
Again, you go back to November, December, January. You sputter a little bit in February. We've got a really good resume. You know, I'm not going to get it onto the quad ones, quads twos, and who has the most quad one wins and all that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with rain likely today. We may even catch an isolated thunderstorm mixed in there at some point. Overall, between a quarter and a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening, with a high of 45 today, the wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing after midnight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM, the capital city, Madison, the John and Gordy Show, and it is so damn hot in the studio that I am just this is insufferable.
It's like a sauna in here.
I'm stripping down.
That's
David Rose, the stripper. Let's hear it. Oh, God,
yeah, it's really warm in here.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know. Did the devils mess with the thermostat, do you think? Or somebody else?
Is it really that warm to you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. And it must just be cold today, because it feels pretty normal in
really?
Here.
Well, you got your studio is all to yourself over there. And can you open that window?
No, I can't.
Oh.
Hey, can you show us outside a little bit there? Maybe we'll feel chill.
Show us the State Street cam. Yeah, there we go.
We'll feel chill.
And if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you can watch along with us.
Oh, isn't that gorgeous?
It is. There's been a little bit of light rain, a few sprinkles. I was driving in this morning and noticing some of the light rain. And, yeah, I could be in for that off and on today in mid-40s all day long.
That picture looks almost exactly like the picture that I created via AI. You know, I had to try.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. A rain-swept city street with street lights. And that is it right there.
Yeah. It's a beautiful shot.
Yeah. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just getting started Thursday morning. And
special guest coming up later on.
Yeah.
At about 7:35, it'll be Scott Klug. You know, he's an independent guy.
He is.
He's lost in the middle, as he calls it.
That's his podcast name.
He's a libertarian. Yeah. And we're going to try and grill him and try to get some answers from him. Normally, just, you know, it's just rapid fire, just keeps talking.
Really?
We'll get him to stop, and then we'll try to ask him a few questions. We had a whole bunch of questions from our listeners.
Did we?
The last time he was on.
Right.
And they said, why'd you let him just get away with saying what he said?
Mm.
And I felt bad for everybody, because I felt bad about that too. Why did I do that? This time we're going to sit him down and we're going to grill him. You know, I mean, seriously, we've got a spotlight. We're going to shine it on his face. He's going to sweat it out. It's hot in the studio today. He's not going to like it.
Well, is he coming in, or is he coming in via phone?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He might be doing StreamYard. Yeah, I might be streaming the video in here. So,
well, we'll have to instruct him to put a light bulb over his head.
Yeah, we're gonna take a flashlight and point it at our webcam.
There you go. Yeah, that's it.
Good idea. I like it. Yeah.
You'll have to look straight into that bright light.
It'll be fun to talk to Scott.
It'll be
known him a long time. He's a good guy. Enjoy having him on. So. Yeah, it's going to be all right.
It's going to be a kind of a rainy day, thunderstorms today possible.
Well, mainly just showers off and on, but yeah, we could be in for a couple of thunder boomers, but mid-40s all day long.
I understand that this is the warmest that our area has been in for in history. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's the warmest.
It's this area. Hot.
Yeah. It's a record.
It was the warmest.
Winter so far.
Yes, it was the warmest, not only here, but all across the USA.
Yeah.
The whole winter for the whole country was the warmest on record.
Okay. Yeah. That makes it easier to describe then.
Okay.
So when I'm in another city, I'll just say it's the warmest it's ever been in your city.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, we set all kinds of records. They're still tabulating all the results. You know, next Monday we can grill Brittany Merlot on all this.
Well, she'll have all the numbers.
She will. Yeah. Okay.
Think so?
Well, I don't think so. But yeah. But especially back to the studio. How can we? Do we have a thermometer anywhere in here? It's never been this warm.
I'm worried
that the heating and air conditioning system is maybe out of whack.
How hot is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody got any punch lines that you can send in here?
Do we have a smartphone that will tell us?
Media app. Yeah. You can also text us and do whatever you need to do to get that message through to us.
Okay.
How hot is it?
Yeah.
Well, you've got the answers.
Pretty darn warm in here. Yeah. It's National Write Down Your Story Day. What kind of day is this? Well, let's see. Let's throw out the possibilities. Sam, do you have any music for this?
I was trying to find a song about writing your story down. I couldn't find anything.
Well, I'm talking about our background music, but that's okay. We don't really need it. You know, the Jeopardy.
We've got the Jeopardy theme.
Do you have it? Well, if you have it, let's play it.
Yeah,
See, that brings it all together. Is it National Write Down Your Story Day? Is it National Sneakers Day? National Children's Craft Day? Is it or is it not National Learn About Butterflies Day? National Potato Chip Day? And National Pie Day? Okay? What one of those doesn't fit?
John? I really shouldn't say anything. I'm always
right. Because
you
know all the time.
I'm always right.
You figured out my system. Sam? And Sam also knows, but can you pretend to not know?
Are you talking to me or John?
Talking to you, Sam.
Oh, I'm working on playing the Jeopardy theme here. Which one is the fake one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. Okay,
that you good.
Off.
Then you lose. Give yourself the buzzer.
He audibly put it in. It's not on the list. Right?
That's right.
Oh, yes, exactly. Sneakers Day.
It's not National Sneakers Day.
Okay.
It's not National Sneakers Day.
That's right. Okay. So Write Down Your Story Day. That's what it is today. National Write Down Your Story.
What does that mean?
It's everyone has a story to tell, John. And March 14th, it's National Write Down Your Story Day. It challenges you to tell your story in written form. You know, I was just talking to somebody last night about writing a journal, and she was all into this. You got to write a journal. You got all these stories. You got to write this journal down. I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I should.
Well, Catherine's trying to get me to write down my story.
Is that right?
Well, we're putting little bios together.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
We're going to post online or we're going to produce into a movie. I don't know what it is, but, you know, we're all asked to do that.
Okay.
I still have to do it. So, yes.
You don't have a bio?
No, I haven't done it yet. And on this day, I should write it down, right? Write down your story day.
Exactly. It'll surprise you once you put your story to paper or, you know, on your keyboard, however you do it. Words have a way of triggering memories. They form moments in time, and before you know it, there's a story flowing from your fingertips.
Where does one even begin to write the biography of John Peterson?
Well,
that's true.
He was born in a cornfield.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next on the big list of what is it today on the National Calendar Day? Why can't I ever get this?
Children's Craft Day.
What? Right? No. Okay. It is. It is National Children's Craft Day.
Yeah.
Let's find out about that.
Remember that we had what is Children Can, you know, Mud Day or something, or the Messy Painting Day?
Right.
So something where they did something completely,
That's at the Children's Museum.
Destructive.
They do it every, I think it's a weekly
thing. Oh, that's
thing.
Right, because you wanted to bring your kids to the Children's Museum.
That's right.
Even though they're in their
20s. They're in their 20s.
Right.
I thought, wow, let's do this.
I think they have that on a regular basis at the Children's Museum, so you can still do that,
I think. Oh, great. Super. Yeah. They look at us very strangely.
Children's Craft Day today unleashes a boost of creative energy. Yes, it does. Right? The day celebrates crafting with children. By opening children's eyes to the world of crafts, we spark their imaginations. And from there, the possibilities, it says right here, are endless. So enjoy your.
I only had one kid who did his craft on our walls in our house.
Oh yeah. You know, yeah, I got a granddaughter that does that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
My God. What
can't stop her. She's endless, boundless energy loves to draw. She gets really detailed. She gets right close to to the paper and pen and just very, very, very detailed stuff.
That's cool.
It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. It's National Learn About Butterflies Day. Did I skip this one?
No.
Okay.
You just got to it right now.
I just got to it right now. National Learn About Butterflies Day encourages us to look at the blur for color of butterflies as they migrate across the country. Maybe it's that time of year. Each year, the celebration brings with it an awareness of varieties of butterflies and the importance of them to our survival. We don't see many butterflies anymore.
No, we don't.
Maybe you do out in the country there. I don't know.
Climate change is destroying them all.
I'm destroying these headphones.
The thing is, you know, they run from you. You know, they fly away from you.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to be bothered by human.
Well, some people have the ability to attract butterflies. They just put out
their hands. Bothers humans.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll land and then they'll let you, pick it up and it'll just be on the end of your finger and you think, oh my God, I'm communicating. This is like, you know, nature and humanity together.
Have either of you guys ever been to a butterfly sanctuary?
I have.
Yes.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah, I've been there too. It's very cool.
A school trip does that
kind of stuff. Mm, yeah. And you're walking around in there and the kids are just loving every second of it.
It's National Potato Chip Day. Get this. On August 24th in 1853, this was so important they wrote it down, an unhappy restaurant customer kept sending his potatoes back to the kitchen complaining they were thick and soggy. Chef George Crum decided to slice the potatoes as thin as possible, frying them until they were crisp, and he added extra salt. And to the chef's surprise, the customer loved them. And thus, the Saratoga chips were born, because it happened in Saratoga. New York. So the National Potato Chip Day salutes George Crum on this day.
He did the right thing.
Yeah.
He did the right thing. You know, you get like fried potatoes at a restaurant, and I always, you know, extra fried.
Right.
Because you want them brown. You want some kind of crispiness in those potatoes. You just don't want mash, mush, and just something. Ugh.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, I celebrated Potato Chip Day yesterday, a whole bag. Yep.
Did you?
I did. I'm way ahead of the curve on this stuff.
Okay. Good.
Just like I'm way ahead of the curve on Pi Day.
Well, that's what it is today, National Pi Day, because it's 314, you know, March 14th, 3.14, 3.14, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
The formula for pi, right?
Here's the song for American Pi Day right now.
Okay. Whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I
die. This will be the day on Pi Day.
I have pie. Okay. I tried to learn this song on guitar, you know, but it has like 18 different verses, you know. It just goes on and on. I was like, oh, I can play it on guitar, but
by the way,
Lord,
you brought it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I was around that time.
Yeah. Everybody tried to learn.
Everybody played that song at every party.
Yeah.
And you just want to run screaming from the room.
Yeah.
All these people are, you know, sitting around, their heads are bobbing, they're really getting into this guy singing this song live in person, and it just goes on and on forever.
Forever.
Oh man, I you know, that was the end of the party for me. Anybody who wants to sit down and start playing American Pie, I am out of there.
You wanted to grab the guitar like John Belushi
and
smash it against the wall.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
That's where I'm at on that.
Well, hope you enjoy National Pie Day. They have something happening specially at our friends over at Short Stack today for National Pie Day. Check that out. It's 19 minutes past the hour. Just getting started on this Thursday morning. More of John and Gordy straight ahead.
The levee was dry.
Yeah.
Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top. top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, Madison. Now, you can check us out on all of the social media sources.
That's right. We're right? on Twitter X.
Twitter right? X.
Facebook.
Facebook. YouTube. We're yeah. also, by you can get our podcasts
yeah.
on Spotify.
Right.
You can listen to us everywhere at any time and all the time.
And we're also on the FM and AM frequencies at 92.7
oh, yeah.
and
yeah, yeah,
1580
yeah.
AM. You know, the
radio,
old,
radio towers and stuff like that. I know people get us basically on the radio in the car.
Well, yeah.
Cars still have radios. Isn't that strange?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do,
John.
That's true, John.
It's not just an internet radio.
No.
Which, by the way, they've been making for years.
Right.
Yeah.
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 So isn't that where we should be today? Is having internet radios in our car instead of, you know, FM and AM.
I mean, I like fixing up vintage electronics, so I like listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
you like all that compression, all that squeezing compression, the music sounding all together and no stereo, just, you know.
FM has stereo. It sounds fine. It sounds just like it does on the app or wherever else.
Well, you know, it's kind
changed,
of a, it's a fake stereo. In the old days, they used to have actual stereo, you know, drums on the left, guitar on the right.
They used to separate it a lot more than they do now.
But they stopped doing that because some people didn't have stereo. What a stupid compromise, right? so they brought all the sound together, and it just, you know, it said stereo on the record, but it really wasn't. And here we were going to quadraphonic, right? We were going.
I remember quadraphonic.
Four channel, and everybody was just really hot on that for a long time.
A few years.
Vietnam veterans were bringing back quadraphonic stereos.
That's from overseas.
From overseas,
and,
right.
And you had to put those speakers in all the four corners of your room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was really quite a project. But if you sat in the middle of the room,
you
could hear the music swirling around you. You know, it was really cool. Quadraphonic.
And speakers back then were gigantic.
They were huge.
They
were
enormous. Wall size.
Yeah.
And then you had wires all over the damn place,
right.
But it sounded so, so sweet if you could afford a speaker.
Yeah.
Speakers were so expensive back then, it was ridiculous.
It was, but, and then quadraphonic, well, it didn't, you know, it was around for a few years, but then it kind of just faded away.
I think it happened because Dolby stepped in and they created Dolby Stereo or whatever it is.
Yes.
Not stereo. They wouldn't say stereo.
Well, we're talking about the history of mono and stereo and quadraphonic and Dolby.
Mono was the big deal back then. Everybody liked it. The records were basically,
they were made for AM radio.
Scratch it. You couldn't even scratch a monophonic record.
Because the grooves were so deep.
Yeah. At one time, there were two separate record charts for mono and stereo records,
yes.
weren't there?
Yes, there was.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the bands and the producers mixed for mono. You know, so it was stereo was kind of an afterthought when it came in.
That's right.
And a lot of the Beatles' early albums were just mono.
Well, a lot of the British groups, Dave Clark Five, mixed their records to the AM radio sound.
Exactly. That was the way to do it back then.
And that sounded good
FM
on AM radio.
Wasn't really happening yet for rock.
Well, I played that FM commercial. Did I ever play the promotion for FM radio?
I don't know. Do you have it?
I don't think you've played it on the air. Maybe you played it for us.
For us.
We got to look for it.
We'll dig through our archives.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, why did we get off on this?
I guess from
John ranting about all the different. Well, about all the different ways to listen to the John and Gordy
show. Oh, that's
show,
right. That's right. There we go. Thank you for bringing it back home.
There we go.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Well, and you know, when we're listening in our headphones here, mm-hmm. are we yeah. listening in true stereo? Are we, or is no. it just mono, or what are we listening to?
What if we
to?
Had John in the left ear and Gordy in the right?
That's see, how it that, should
why
be.
Don't, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can work on that.
Let's get the, let's call up the engineer.
Wake him up. See if we can set that up while we're on the air.
They should stop see, that's fixing a, up that, all the other stations and come in here and make us
that's the way,
stereo.
That's the way it should be. You should be on one channel. I could be on the other. And if they want to hear what you have to say, they just turn it all the way that way. And they don't care about what you say. They just turn it all the way my way.
That's right.
Be a fun way to listen to the show.
One way conversation.
Yeah, and then people could just react to one of us instead of both of us.
I'm thinking that's the way we should do it.
Every day I keep thinking that's maybe the way we should do it more often. It's becoming crystal clear where this is going.
There's going to be a fist fight in the studio.
It's going to be a long morning.
Oh, God.
It's funny. We've actually gotten along really well for guys that have known each other for 30 or 40
right,
years.
Exactly.
But every once in a while, we do get into it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
But it's always.
It's good though. It's you know.
It's a healthy relationship.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. We get it all out. Get it all out. All the old grudges come out again.
All the old cliches, yeah. Right?
Yeah, we'll still never agree on Eric Clapton. You know, that's one that always brings us
well,
to
absolutely.
Near fisticuffs.
I know. Yeah. You would actually fight over Eric Clapton.
Okay.
Get a life, man.
We do want to remind everybody that it's Short Stack today. It's Pi Day. Yes, it is. My voice is changing again, going through puberty in my elderly years. You can order pie at their website. That's Short Stack website, which I don't have in front of me. Maybe we can look that up, Sam. They're having Pi Day, and they have key lime pie by the slice at Short Stack today. Short Stack,
excellent stuff.
Eatery. Yeah. We love them. We were there every Wednesday morning. So it was great to have John Kovalik yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was
fun
yeah.
stuff.
He posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he gave us some books. Fantastic.
Yeah. He had a really nice picture of us.
We'll definitely have yeah. him back.
Yeah. All right.
We are easily bribed. yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
We really should talk about drinking because, you know, there's a candidate for Senate yeah. that really doesn't think any of us should be drinking.
That's Eric Hovde.
Eric Hovde.
He's
we'll
against alcohol.
Story. Yeah, yeah. We'll bring that up.
All right. We'll get to that
we'll
a little bit later.
Story. My God.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. We had to dig it up from the archives.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he's got some interesting comments. From
oh, us. We've got other comments from Eric Hovde as well. I mean, okay. This guy is, you know, he's a stand-up comedian and he's running for Senate.
That's what it appears to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of material.
Like you mentioned to me off the air, he's a throwback. This guy, I don't think he's picked up a magazine, newspaper, or anything for the last 20 years.
I know.
He's still quoting Dragnet 67's Joe Friday speeches. I can't handle it anymore.
It's an endless variety of material for us for the next few months. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Just you know, a little preface about what is coming up a little bit later. Oh,
yeah, and Scott Kluge.
We've got our other dumbass senator also, Ron Johnson.
Yeah,
we'll be talking about him.
What did he say?
He
this
let
time?
The cat out of the bag.
Did
Republicans
he?
Are not going to do anything at all ever. That's exactly
that's
what he said.
And, that's and the platform.
I'm going to play his comments.
Okay.
And you can interpret it for yourself. It's awful.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. All right. Our number is 608-879-8255. It's going to be cloudy, kind of rainy today, mid-40s all day long. We've got news and weather and Pam Yonke with the agricultural report. And coming up, the Republicans want to defund the police. Can you believe this? We've got it coming up.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin spent a long time building its reputation and its infrastructure for cheese production. Now, more and more cheese production coming online from outside the state. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And it begs the question, with all of this commodity cheese coming online, is there enough consumer demand to pull it off the marketplace? Jenny Wackershauser is with EverAg.
As we've seen all year in Class 3 milk, we have an abundance of new cheese coming into our marketplace, and so we're going to continue to see some volatility in Class 3, even though we are very stable and stagnant, I will call it, on our milk production. We've continued to have over 6 months in a row of a negative milk production report from the USDA, so dairy producers are not gaining a lot on milk production right now, which is good. Long term, that supports us, that's good. It's still a demand question. Do we pick up enough demand from consumers to take up that extra cheese we're seeing on the marketplace?
That's Jenny Wackershauser. She's one of the broker analysts with EverAg. She's also keeping an eye on how the market reacts to the terrible wildfires that have been devastating areas of Texas. Some of the geography impact is a dairy region as well. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Thursday morning. A little bit mixed right now. Numbers are next.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farm Bureau offers such diverse and creative ideas for the agriculture industry, and being a dairy farmer, I feel like I fit in and can grow personally and professionally. I was actually just recently nominated and selected as a finalist for the 35 Under 35 program, and to be recognized as a young female in agriculture is truly special.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up a penny at 143. 40-pound block cheese stood still at 143, and AA butter, that gained 0.75 cents, to 284 a pound. On a Thursday morning, right now, we've got April Class 3 milk made into cheese up 15 cents at 16.34. The May milk is up 21 cents at 16.98. Currently, December corn is unchanged at 4.72. November beans are up 4 at 11.89, and July wheat right now down 8, currently at 5.50 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Thursday trade session. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be cloudy with rain likely today. We may even catch an isolated thunderstorm mixed in there at some point. Overall, between a quarter and a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening, with a high of 45 today, the wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing after midnight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
A
Through no apparent fault of your own, you're listening to John and Gordy on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Good luck with that.
Thanks for those words of encouragement.
It's been that kind of morning, I guess.
6:34, yeah. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, 1580 on your AM radio dial, and wherever you're listening on social media, you know, that's that, where we're at.
They got that machine that they kind of clean the streets with and the sidewalks with.
The street cleaner machine?
Yeah. And it looks like an actual buffing machine that they have that businesses use to keep their floor shiny, like you know, car dealerships. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe Madison is so cool that we actually wax states.
They put a floor, they're shining it up.
You can just see it. It's got a luster to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has a gleam. It has a little sparkle to it. just enough drizzle to really make it shine.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It is. It's picture postcard perfect. It's wonderful.
We're an extravagant city.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Exotic waxed streets.
Looking good.
It's got to be slippery, especially when it rains.
Well, right.
Yeah. Wax and water, not good. But it mixes
with the grease and the oil from the cars. Yes. You know, and it really gives it an extra little shine.
It gives it that shine.
Or a sheen.
Or it makes it difficult for people to jog up and down the street, which I think is kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. What's the difference between a shine and a sheen?
One is Martin Sheen, and the other one is just a shiny street.
Yeah, we'll be here all morning. Try the veal. Okay.
Well, look, the Republicans in Congress are basically defunding the police.
Why would they do
that? And that would be the federal police. You could say the FBI. Just about everybody that is trying to keep law and order in this country. They want to defund it, and only because the police are going after lawbreakers. They're Republican lawbreakers. So now that isn't the way they like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we should do is listen to Speaker Mike Johnson explain this to us.
We have advanced. And we also advanced, as you've seen the summary, cuts to some of the agencies that we believe are really overreaching and have been turned in some ways against the American people. We're going to cut 3% from DOJ, 7% from the ATF, 6% from the FBI, and 10% from the EPA. And that's just a start. We have a lot more priorities and things that we need to advance. But the reality is, as we all recognize, is that we have to grow the House majority, take back the Senate for the Republican Party, and win the White House.
So you might have noticed that everything that they want to defund are things that they have basically violated in the past. I mean, the EPA. Keeps track of environmental polluters. We have to defund that. They're going after those violators.
Yeah, the Environmental Protection Agency, which was created by Richard Nixon, a Republican. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's crazy that they're going after the very organizations, government organizations, that keep law and order in this country.
Right.
And they think because most of the violators are Republicans that they have to defund those particular departments and penalize and punish them for going after Republicans because they have broken the law. Well, I guess the R doesn't mean anything. If you're breaking the law, the R is not important.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know. How do they get away with making these proposals? And the voters are sitting there, we should defund. They're going after Republicans, that's for sure. Well, maybe they're the violators. Maybe they're breaking the law.
They're just trying to make budget cuts. They're just trying to, say that they're doing the right thing by taking the money away. But you're right. Yeah, they're going after the people that are the watchdogs and the enforcers. Yeah.
And now
just take the money away.
That's right. Yeah. And now we're, Trump thinks that he has control of just about everything in this country.
He's already in charge,
including the price of oil.
Yeah.
And you know what? That might be true because we know that Jared Kushner got a $2 billion deal from
the Saudis.
Yeah.
What did he do with that money?
Well, who knows?
Where did he store that?
And he wasn't qualified to actually, you know, spend the money and do the job that they wanted him to do for $2 billion. So what is that all about? It's kind of a payoff thing. And what's going to happen is, and this is the prediction, they're predicting that OPEC and Saudi Arabia plan to cut oil production in the fall, just in time for the election to affect Joe Biden's chances.
Well, gas prices are creeping up already on this.
Yeah. And, well, that's because of the changeover in the mix of gasoline.
Okay. Oh, that's right. We're going into the spring mix now.
That's right. they made that up.
It's a little lighter. You know, it tastes better.
Yeah.
Doesn't leave an aftertaste.
That's right. Smaller packaging, but the same price.
Right.
Something like that. Anyway.
It's a shell game.
It says it's not... Just like it wasn't anybody's fault in 2022, the Saudis and Russia want Trump in the White House again. Now, they did this thing in 2022 for the midterm elections, and they got a few Republicans, and they got the House. So that worked. It worked. And President Biden could get ahead of the Saudis and Putin by exposing what they're up to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have to laugh because you know, we don't do that. Democrats don't do that. Mm. Yeah, they may know what's going on. They may be able to expose Republicans for their plan, but they don't bring it up. They never bring this stuff up. And that's why we continue to lose public confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Letting the public know how this system is being manipulated would be a big help. Don't you think?
I think so. Well, I think Tammy Baldwin's on some of that. I mean, she's exposed the greedflation.
Yeah.
So we have her to thank for that.
Okay, and then we have another one here, and I just think that these are like, you know, okay, it's like taking out the trash at this point.
Okay. it's not a dumpster fire Friday, but
no.
We got to try to keep up with the daily trash, too.
But this is true trash. This is trash. This is 49-year-old Chick-fil-A owner.
Oh, boy.
Stacy Austin.
Yeah.
He had sex with a 15-year-old. I have not seen this story anyplace.
Mm. Where did you find it?
Well, I found it at one of those
internet
iffy sites.
You're trolling the internet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a source.
Yeah, just believe me, okay, when I say.
Okay. All right.
You can look this up.
Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Sam, look this up, okay? Stacy Austin, Chick-fil-A.
Sexual assault charges?
Sexual assault, probably.
Okay.
Sexual assault.
Yeah, we got stories from USA Today, one from a local TV station. Fox covered it.
Okay,
a couple different ones.
All right.
Well, Fox covering it doesn't mean anything. All right, but anyway.
Fox Business,
okay,
I guess.
Business.
Okay,
business. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's different.
That's it, right. Yeah, they mean business.
You can count on them.
So we had six of the 15-year-olds. After driving over 400 miles to North Carolina, the plan was to pick her up. But she couldn't get out of the house, so he went in the house, her house, the parents' house, and had sex with her and got caught.
Wait, were the parents?
That is not. Yeah, the parents were there.
They were there.
Yes, and they caught him. caught him in her room.
So he's facing charges.
Yes, he's facing charges. They locked him up for a while.
Okay.
I would assume that he's out on bail at this point. He's charged with statutory sex offense with a child.
Mm-hmm. He's 49. She was 15.
And this is, again, the owner of Chick-fil-A. You know, they have this conscience thing about being very religious and making sure that they live the life of the Bible.
Well,
and this is, I think maybe this is something that has happened in the Bible, but that will he's living it out.
Wow.
Yeah, that it should have gotten more coverage because we certainly covered the Chick-fil-A case at the Supreme Court level. But now something like this exposes the hypocrisy of the Chick-fil-A family, it should be at least mentioned a few times.
Well, you've mentioned it here now several times.
A few times.
So that's good.
All right.
You know, we mentioned before this is National Potato Chip
Day. It is.
But we've got a potato chip story there.
Yes, we do.
Healthier potato chips are promised.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. They've got new varieties of potatoes.
Yeah.
Who knew this, right? They may develop these new variety of potatoes in mass quantity and make them marketable and out there in the farm fields eventually, I hope. The result is healthier chips and fries. Now, what's the problem with our current potato crop? Well, storing potatoes in the cold keeps them fresh, but also triggers a process known as cold-induced sweetening, or CIS, causing the starches in the potatoes to be converted into sugars.
Mm.
If potatoes containing too much sugar are cooked and processed, they can lead to a darker-colored fried potato.
Okay.
Now, I don't remember ever seeing a dark fried potato. They actually had pictures, examples of this. It turns a very deep red if you fry them. And I don't know, I haven't had anything like that happen before.
So is that bad for you?
It is, yeah. Acrylamide, I believe, is the way you say the word. But it's a carcinogen, and it causes some types of cancer.
Okay.
So now they've come up with this new potato, a variety, and the researchers say that the potatoes that are resistant to cold will soon be available commercially, and then we'll have healthier potato chips.
Well, and we can eat all the potato chips we want.
That's exactly right. You can eat as many as you want all at once.
Who could eat just one?
No. That's right.
Keep eating them.
Lay's potato chips.
Right. Well, that's good news on National Potato Chip Day.
That's right.
We salute the potato chip.
Never mind the salt. It's not.
Salt's fine.
Not a big deal.
Sodium.
Every once in a while, if you have a whole bag of potato chips, who cares? You know. Just drink lots of water.
That's good. Yeah, that piles on the pounds faster. The sodium is what's going to kill you.
Yeah.
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 It's not good for you at all.
Bad stuff.
Get some potassium salt.
Really?
Yeah.
Inform us.
It doesn't taste good.
Oh, I haven't actually tried it. Have you, John?
I have. We went through the salt substitutes in the early 70s.
maybe they
made improvements in the taste and flavor.
Mm.
But I was hoping that Himalayan salt, mountain salt, I would have thought that would have been more healthy or chemically different. It isn't.
Is sea salt healthier? Because they promote sea salt all the time.
Well, yeah, sea salt, it tastes better. It doesn't have that sharp edge that normal table salt does.
Mm.
See, that's why people use sea salt. It's milder.
Okay.
And I've never been able to tell the difference.
It's flakier.
Yeah,
it's
flaky.
Really?
No, it's easy. It dissolves instantly. It doesn't. If you salt something, you can,
really, sounds like you're
salt.
A salt connoisseur.
You can really tell the difference.
I do love salt.
Yeah,
I did until I had my kidney stones, and I'm thinking, well, that's the end of the salt thing. And I thought it was indestructible. I'm a Superman. I can get as much salt as I want. But
stones, not a lot of fun.
They make kidney stones.
Not a good thing.
No. Well, you got to drink a lot of water to counter that.
Ah, okay.
And that's the whole thing.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Thank you, Dr. Peterson.
Yes.
Well. Okay. We appreciate your help.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hey, this Sunday, we are going to be at the High Noon Saloon. That's right. John and Gordy will be there with the Max Inc. team celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
That's
Have you
right.
got some green things to
no,
wear?
I really don't. But,
well, haul them out of the closet. See if you can find
Packer
something.
Packer jersey, would that work?
Well, sure. Why not? Yeah, that's
green
perfect.
Gold. Green and gold. Perfect.
I think right. so. You can salute Aaron Rodgers while you're there. The next vice president of the United States.
Yeah, that's what I should do.
RFK Jr.
Pump my fist on the stage and say, vote Aaron Rodgers. Vote Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God.
So anyway, that's Sunday from noon till 4. We'll be at High Noon Saloon. It's going to be a lot of fun. John and Gordy and the Max Inc. team, 3 bands, no waiting. It'll be good times.
By the way, I read that Aaron Rodgers is a Sandy Hook denier.
Is that right?
Isn't that crazy?
No kidding.
I did not know that.
Are you?
It turns out.
Oh, my gosh. That's just nuts.
It makes it even worse, thinking that he could be a vice presidential candidate.
How can he be the vice president and still be the quarterback for the Jets if he's coming back? Maybe he's not coming back. Maybe that's a signal he's
that's
not.
That's what I'm thinking. He isn't coming back.
Why would he? Why would, after all these years.
He's not smart enough to make that decision. Obviously, I made the decision wrong.
He's going to have to go into a cave again and meditate and think about it.
Unshaven vice president.
Okay. 6:49 coming up. Pot over L.A.
Yes, this
the
is
pot
good.
Cloud.
This is good. I like this
one.
Oh,
boy.
B Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Burt Bacharach.
Yeah. BJ Thomas singing. Yeah.
Didn't we have enough of Burt Bacharach songs?
He's a great songwriter. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, real great.
All those Dionne Warwick songs? Are you kidding me?
Yes, I know. The Dionne Warwick songs.
Okay.
Radio turned off when she came on.
Okay. Here we go.
It was just too many Burt Bacharach songs.
Do you remember this scene in the movie? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? They're riding around on the bicycle.
Yeah. Raining.
Raining. It's raining here in Madison. That's why Sam played that. We've got showers. It's 46 degrees. People are on their bicycles out there.
It's raining.
There we go. Pee-wee.
It's raining. Yeah, la, la, la.
So grab that umbrella as you head out the door and take the raincoat along with you and your galoshes and mucklucks.
Good old Pee-wee. We're going to get to the big fire out in L.A. I don't know how many people, covered this story.
Well, we're going to cover it right now.
But it was a big deal. I mean, this cannabis processing facility in L.A. was just engulfed in flames. Yeah. I don't know why it caught on fire, but it did, and it just covered L.A.
Maybe they were just sampling the product as a course of their usual thing of inspecting the things as they developed in the cannabis factory.
As I call it here, disaster advertising.
That's a good one.
Get people to buy more pot,
right?
Just burn the plant and have everybody just inhale it. And thought, you know what? Maybe we can feel better every day. we feel good.
People stuck in traffic, just opening their windows and letting it waft in while they're sitting in traffic.
Well, those are some of the responses on Twitter X. One said, "Crime levels in L.A. at an all-time low today. Everybody super chill." Or another one, "Meanwhile, on Southbound 5, traffic seems to be moving slowly and steady."
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is already high in L.A., so no need to panic.
How was the 101? Is that okay?
I don't know.
Okay.
Also, it says reporters have fun. I bet the reporters had to report on this thing.
They had to get out there.
The old smoke, right? Oh, we're out here recovering the cannabis processing facility, burning down. And
yeah.
Okay, hey, I got.
Do we have a report on that, too?
I do.
Okay.
I have another report on it where a British reporter was covering a drug fire.
Okay.
and this is how it sounded. You got 455 up there?
I think it's 435.
Oh, 35. 435.
There we go.
All right.
Okay, dial it up.
Check it out.
Okay.
Behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish, and other narcotics. Burning behind me. quick. We just need one more.
He's trying to take after take.
Yeah, he's doing several takes.
And he can't do it.
He lost it. Lost it completely.
Can you imagine being that close to the fire and inhaling the smoke? What was he thinking, you know?
Who knows?
My God. All right.
Fun times in L.A. They've had a lot of wet weather. You know, I wonder if that put a damper on things after a while.
They, yeah, I'm
wondering.
They
put out the smoke and, you know,
exactly.
Put out the fire and
yeah.
Everybody went back to normal. Whatever normal is in L.A.
I don't think there's anything normal in L.A.
Not anymore.
You know, I've been out there.
Yeah.
And it is brutal. You know, people really don't want to get to know each other out there because everybody is a transient, you know?
Well, and
They're just there trying to become a success.
Yeah, you make a lot of money and they're waiting for the next big one.
That's
you know,
right.
Just waiting for that next big earthquake. So, you know, live for the moment.
But you know, you inhale a little bit of marijuana smoke and suddenly
it's all okay.
You're moving on to the next more potent drug.
Yeah.
You know, it's
what is it?
It's a gateway drug.
Gateway.
Could we have this do we have a Joe Friday recent cut that I put on there at all?
Yeah, we got it.
Mary Jane the Flame?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, that's the one.
If you inhale a little bit of this pot smoke, take Joe Friday's advice on this.
Yeah.
Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb. So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, mister. Not with me. You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money. He'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two. So don't you con me with your mind expansion slop. I deal with kids every day. I try to clean up the mess that people like you make out of them. I'm the expert here. You're not.
There you go.
Wow. Kind of tightly wound, Joe. Loosen up, man. Relax.
I tell you, you know, just watching Dragnet 67 and 68,
Jack
it was just entertainment plus. You can't get enough of it, especially when they bust drug parties.
Right.
You know, LSD parties.
Yes.
There is really nothing like it. And their conversations with these drug dealers and these party organizers were just...
It was funny back then. It was almost like, what are we watching here? This is crazy.
Do we have that argument? Remember, he was trying to convince some guy to, you know, stop.
I don't know if we got enough time for all of it.
Oh, okay. We don't?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It is. All right, and we should order some pot here. You know,
you think so?
It's kind of legal in a way.
Sort of.
From
legal.
The Green Delivery Service?
The Green Delivery
Service.
Yeah,
we have.
He's got flyers out in the lobby here. on the coffee table.
Wonder why. Gets a lot of business here, apparently. We got a direct connect to them. Yeah. Okay.
That is true.
Okay. All right. Well, coming up a little bit later on, we have Scott Klug. He's going to be coming in about a half hour or so. And let us know what he's been up to and how he sees the political scenery right now as we've narrowed it down to Donald Trump and Joe Biden and RFK Jr.
What is
and
he
Aaron
doing
Rodgers.
Right now?
Yeah.
Talk about adding credibility to his campaign. Just, you know, Jesse Ventura or Aaron Rodgers. Really?
For RFK Jr. That's his choices for vice president.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's talked to Aaron Rodgers. No confirmation, I think, from Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. I haven't heard any word from him. Yeah. Normally, he's a very vocal individual.
Right. Yeah. The old WWF days. He was big in that.
And here's the thing. Who knows, you know, what kind of party, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be part of. Just, a spoiler? Is that the party he's in, the spoiler party at this point?
We'll ask Scott Klug in about a half hour about that.
Or a libertarian.
Okay. All righty.
Well, we should hear from the libertarian. That's why we have Scott Klug on here.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back with more.
John Gordy in the morning. As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian.
Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. China responding to the House vote on Wednesday requiring the Beijing-based company ByteDance to sell TikTok.